greet our friends everywhere with Chapter 3 of The Long, Sad Trail, the story of Marcus Whitman, pioneer medical missionary to the Pacific Northwest. This is another in the series Stories of Great Christians, brought to you by the Moody Bible Institute of Chicago.
My people will die in darkness, and they will go on the long path to the other hunting grounds. No white man will go with them, and no white man's book to make the way plain. I go back now down the long, sad trail to my people of the dark land.
Tribe in the great Northwest begged the white man to bring the Bible to his people. And in 1834, in upstate New York, a young man and a young woman, Marcus Whitman, medical doctor, and Narcissa Prentice, a school teacher who'd never met the young doctor, answered this chief by pledging their lives to take the gospel to the Indians across the Rockies. Then Marcus and Narcissa met, and 1 week later, the night before he was to ride westward on a reconnoitering trip for the mission board, the young doctor proposed to the school teacher, promising to be back within a year to marry her. The next morning, February 23rd, 1835, he started for St. Louis, Missouri. There he met the Reverend Samuel Parker, and together they arranged to pick up the American Fur Company caravan at Liberty, Missouri, and to cross the plains under its protection. Once across, they would locate the best sites for Indian missions.
If we ever get across, we have to buy another pack mule, Parker.
Nonsense, Marcus. One mule is ample for our few belongings.
Phew. Look at that stuff. Bedding, pots and pans, clothes for 6 months, and a tent.
That's all.
On one mule? What are you thinking of?
The parson's figuring on stowing the rest of his mess on the caravan wagons and letting us worry about it.
Oh, is that right, Parker?
I haven't conferred with Captain Fontanelli yet, but it has occurred to me that would be a logical argument.
Huh? I bet.
Young man, you are merely one of the caravan's hired hands. This is none of your affair.
Parker, please buy another mule. We ought to be independent. It's enough to ask the caravan to let us ride along. We better not take advantage of their goodness and...
Mules cost money.
Yes, but...
Do you know how much?
No, but...
Not so much.
Young man, I'm thinking of money in terms of dedicated dollars given by Christian people for a cause, not in terms of coins rashly tossed away on drink and other vices.
Huh?
I simply do not have another mule in my budget. We will have to do without.
As you say. Cheer up, Joe. We won't overcrowd you.
Of course not. There. There's a knack to packing a mule. We can arrange very nicely with our solitary beast of burden. There now. Give this knot another twist, and we'll be on our way.
Hurry, Parker. Half the caravan's gone by already.
Let them rush. Seems to me you might help, not just hurry me.
I stowed away the tent and bundled up the books.
Yes, so you did. I trust you folded the tent properly.
I trust I did. After all, I never packed a mule before. A country doctor usually doesn't.
Nor does a minister. There. Are you ready?
All set. Let's go. Come on, fellow. We're off for the caravan. Look at that. All those wagons, men, cattle, heading straight as an arrow into the west. What a sight. And we're part of it, Parker. We're part of it. Next stop, Bellevue, Missouri.
Yeah.
Park of the mule. Whoa! Oh,
watch out!
Look, you catch it!
Oh, excuse me!
Get it! Everything we own in the middle of the road.
You packed the books. The books pulled everything off. And look at that tent. Marcus Whitman, your sloppiness will ruin both of us.
Well, Reverend, found room in your budget for another mule? What happened? You spend it all on drink?
Well, listen, fella, stop laughing. Give us a hand here.
Huh? You two parsons got yourself into that mess. Get yourself out. And you better get off the road. Nobody will ride you down.
Marcus, this is your fault.
Parker, if you hadn't been so tight-fisted with your mission funds...
Now, you listen to me, you.
Oh, calm down. Here, give us a... Help me with this... Get this mess off the road. Before the caravan goes right through to Bellevue and leaves us behind.
What's the matter? Too many Bible preacher?
You know, Joe might be right. Somebody might write us down. This caravan doesn't like carrying missionaries along at all. Son, no place to escape it.
I was thinking about my study in Ithaca. Overlooking one of those gorges, all was cool. A breeze from the lake. I can't stand much more of this sun.
They don't seem to mind it.
They don't seem to mind that we do. Why, when I ask for a noon rest stop... You'd think I'd ask for the half the fur in the Rockies.
I almost feel sorry for those fellas, Joe and all the rest. Having two missionaries along makes them miserable.
And traveling with rowdies makes me miserable.
Well, it might help if you didn't show it. Well, I'm sorry, Parker. It's this heat. It's...
Ooh! Now, Marcus, what's wrong?
I don't know. Oh, boy! Oh, what's this? Ah, what a mess.
It's a rotten egg. Right on the back of your neck.
Oh, an egg. Of all the... You got a handkerchief?
Somebody threw it. Those rowdies.
Never mind, got a handkerchief?
Well, it's linen, but here...
Oh, never mind. I'll get the worst off with my...
And your suit, it's ruined, you know.
Suppose it is. One good thing.
What?
The egg will fry up quickly in this heat. Come on, boy, get along with you.
Such indignity. Humiliation. I'd like to know who...
Maybe Joe or maybe half a dozen others. Doesn't matter.
But why?
Well, that does matter. Listen to me, Parker. This is humiliating. Almost funny at the same time. But it's more than that. It's what's behind it.
What?
This. Those rowdies wish like anything we weren't traveling with. This is their way of saying it.
You felt good all day just for messing up the duck suit, huh?
If you could have seen his face when he put his hand up on that gooey mess.
Look here, Joe. I'm as messing up more than that shiny black suit of his. Huh? You don't belong in a man's caravan, fella, any more than them white-palmed clerics do.
Hey, now.
They don't belong here, and I'm saying so, and I aim to get rid of them, too.
Well, you can't.
Captain Fontanelli struck a bargain that they go all the way to Bellevue straight through with us.
Yeah, all the way to Bellevue with them sour faces and mule load of Bibles? No thanks. Listen, I get away from home just once, twice a year maybe, and I ain't standing for no missionary spoiling my fun.
But they ain't done nothing.
Yeah, they will when we get to Rendezvous. You know what they'd think of what goes on there. Besides, you said yourself that old guide treated you like some slavey.
Oh, yeah, but...
Well, the doc, he ordered Beanie around, too, and Beanie got mad. He goes along with me.
Huh? Goes along?
Maybe this caravan bargained to protect him from buffaloes and Indians. But it didn't bargain to protect him from the caravan.
Meaning?
Meaning, some of us aim on dropping them two right in their tracks. And that bow-legged mule right aside them. They spoiled our fun long enough.
Mac, you wouldn't.
You killed Injuns, ain't you?
Well, yeah, but...
Thought nothing of it, did you?
Well, but...
Lot on the plane, it's all the same. You kill when it's better that way. You don't think nothing of it. That's all. Hand me that bottle, will you? I'm needing a drink. Is he dead?
Looks dead to me.
Here, let me in here.
What's going on in here?
Marcus?
Oh, glad you came, Parker. I can show you some help.
What can I do?
Get rid of that crowd. You're not doing this poor fellow any good.
All right, now everybody back to your tents. Dr. Whitman will handle everything.
Is that man dead?
No, your friend is going to be all right.
He sure looks powerful sick to me.
He is sick.
Marcus, is it...
Yes, Parker, it is. This poor fellow has cholera.
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 Fever, convulsions.
They always die.
Another man's got it.
Another?
Straight through the caravan.
Cholera.
Cholera.
They always die.
Anything me or Mac can fetch for you, Doc?
Not now, Joe. I'm pretty tired. 3 weeks of it. I gotta get some rest.
Everything's quieted down now.
Thank God. They don't always die, Joe.
Boy, we only lost two. It was you who done it, Doc.
Not really, Joe.
Huh?
Never mind. It doesn't matter now.
Well, you get some rest, Doc. I'll stand watch. You know, Doc, it makes me shiver just to think. What would have happened to our caravan if you hadn't been along with us?
Don't fret about that now, Joe. I was along.
Yeah.
And so we conclude Chapter 3 of The Long, Sad Trail, the story of Marcus Whitman, pioneer medical missionary to the Pacific Northwest. This is another in the series, Stories of Great Christians, which come to you transcribed from the Moody Bible Institute of Chicago.